Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. Also, a shout out to the coast and the Yukon. Today on Coffee at KYUK, I have several guests lined up. Tim Alexi, point man and guide for the snow machine that checks the ice thickness along the ice road going north out of Bethel. He wields a 24-inch chainsaw and scouts the best route for the plow truck. Oscar Samuelson, the plow truck operator. He has many years of experience making ice roads on the Kuskokwim. And Mark Leary is doing overwatch, driving the pickup truck, running the ice radar, and carrying all the support supplies, fuel, oil, and tools that's required to plow the ice road north from Bethel as far up as Kalskag. And we'll be checking in with all of them here shortly. They're in constant communication by radio with each other. They compare thickness, keep the plow truck operator informed, tell jokes back and forth. Let's check in with them about the status of that work that they've just done and get a proper thanks to the entities that make it all possible. Right here on Coffee at KYUK. Mark Leary, are you with me this morning?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, sir. I'm gonna bring Tim into the call as well. While I keep you on, if I don't have the fat fingers. Tim, are you with me as well?
Yes, morning.
Good morning, Mr. Alexi. Good morning, Mr. Leary. I know that Mr. Samuelson is busy with the welding going on. What's going on over there? Mark?
Well, we just completed a 135-mile run from Bethel to Aniak. It took us 5 days. One of those days, we were stuck 5 miles below Aniak, but you know what we're able to do. We're only able to do because we have a really good team. We've been working together for many years, and we get a lot of support from all along the river. So, the deal I made this morning with KYUK was that I was only going to talk if the rest of our team talked. So, with that said, I'd like Timmy to take over.
Tim, what's being welded right now?
The frame that is hooked up to the V plow.
So there's constant maintenance for that equipment as you plow north, huh?
Yes, and the roughness of the river and the roughness of the river really is hard on your equipment, so we've got to take it nice and slow and easily.
Now we had Earl Samuelson on yesterday, and he warned people on the lower Kuskokwim to stay off the ice for a little while the ice forms more strengthening after the period of warming we've had. How is it going north into the valley?
It's going pretty slow, but we're getting through it. Fairly rough from Aniak to Aniak. Pretty slow going.
And are search and rescue groups warning travelers to not travel up there, even though that work's being done, or does it get safer for travel as you venture north?
Well, I got few texts about the river, and then I told them, nope, no traveling, too rough. You'll tear up your trucks if you ride on it right now.
Brady, could I add a little bit?
Yes, please.
Yeah. You know, different parts of the river are very different from each other. Once you get above that tidal influence, you know, above Aniak, it's very different. And the river also freezes different up this way. It's rough. We don't have to deal with that tidal water. There is some overflow underneath the snow, not too deep. There's some sections, though, that because of the kind of freeze-up we had, you know, long, drawn-out, warm, there's some sections that are especially rough this year that because they stopped, and then they moved again. And every time they move again, they pile up worse. And there's one area, most notable by Betty and Jerry Simeon's Fish Camp below Aniak. From there to Aniak, it's pretty rough. Extremely rough. Right there above Betty and Jerry's, there's like a little mountain range all the way across the river where the ice was moving again and was piling up against the ice that held in place. So, you know, at this time, all we've done is break the trail. That's what that plow truck is good for. It's broken the trail. It's pushed the snow back. It's knocked down some of the worst ice. But it's not a good, usable ice road yet. It's still pretty rough, and there's still water that needs to dry up. So what we're working on this morning is a plan with Aniak and Kalskag to get the graders out on the river in the next couple of days. And the graders are the ones that really smoothen the ice and widen the road and turn it into a nice road. We're the trail breakers, and Tim is the key guy. He's the guide. He's out there for hours and hours in front of us, because a lot of the sections we're working on haven't been measured and marked yet.
Mm.
So he's out there in front all day long, scouting, measuring, figuring out the best way to go, you know, the safest way to go, the smoother way to go. And he's constantly, we're all communicating by radio. So his role is very, very important.
And it sounds exciting. He's there wielding that chainsaw.
Yeah, it gets pretty heavy sometimes.
Your forearms must get a good workout, Tim.
Yeah.
Tell me, what's the average thickness going on right now that way north?
I can't tell you that because I have only a 24-inch string saw.
What's the radar saying, Mark?
Well, you know, we always tell people that the rough ice is our friend.
Uh-huh.
It might be tough to go through, but it's generally thicker and safer and stronger than smooth ice. The radar is any, I think, you know, there's some areas where I saw ice in the 40s, 40 some inches, but that's because it's maybe tipping downwards into the water. You know, I'm watching the radar and the picture it's showing me is how jaggedy it is underneath.
Uh-huh.
The thickness is really variable. You know, it can shoot from 30 some inches up to, you know, 25, you know, somewhere in there. If I had to say an average.
And erring on the side of caution, too. Like, err on the side of caution, obviously.
Yeah, always. It's just beyond the reach of Tim Shaw most of the time. just beyond it, yeah. But there was an area, maybe you want to talk about that, Tim. There's an area below Tuluksac that was very challenging to get through. And it contains ice that we haven't seen before.
Really?
You want to talk about that, Tim?
Tim, what was different about that ice?
The difference was I saw a cube out of the ice, saw a hole through the ice, and grabbed it. Made it like a squarish, all the way down to the bottom of the ice, and then we look. It's clear, and then as you get deeper, it starts changing colors.
Really?
Sand and mud, and then the last 1 inch in the very bottom, it gets kind of clear. Yeah. That's all I have to say.
I hope you get some pictures. Maybe you'll include them on that next update when you guys produce an update.
Yeah, we did take pictures, and we have showed them around. That ice is full of mud suspended in the ice and air, and it's very, very weak, very brittle. It breaks off in, how would you say it, Tim? Layers,
Yes. Layers of, well, not actually layers, but are you talking, can you repeat that?
How would you describe those, the ice that you cubed out? You said as it gets deeper, it gets colored. Are you calling those like layers, like it looked layered, like a layer cake almost, huh?
Yes.
So
the color is almost black, dark brown, really dark brown. And we spent a lot of time in that area looking, checking, drilling, sawing back and forth, bank to bank, looking for a safer way to go.
Before our time gets away from us, I want to make sure that we cover two bases. The first one is, let's get the key takeaways. What is the warnings or cautions that are being expressed by search and rescue groups relative to travel as you go north along the Kuskokwim from Bethel? And who do we have to thank for all the fine work that you've been able to do these last 5 days? Mark, I'm pitching to you for those.
Well, just like the lower river, mm-hmm. You know, stay off of it. Let it harden back up. You know, the ice is still safe. The main ice is still safe, but it's got overflow on top. Just be patient. Don't tear it up. It just makes travel miserable for everybody later on, you know. And, you know, that's the same issue up here. But I know, you know, people have places to go and things to do, and there's some people that just can't wait. You know, so what can you do? But if you can, try to wait. It always amazes me how quickly the river heals back up after a flood like we just had. It doesn't take too much, you know, and it doesn't have to get really cold, but it'll get better.
Who do we have to thank?
Okay, you know, man, we don't do what we do without a lot of support from all along the river. So to start out with Alaska Hovercraft, Gux there, Linden, they gave us fuel to come up. And then the Akiak Native Community gave us a little bit of money. Tuluksak Native Community gave us fuel. Upiat School District, Tuluksak Principal gave us an empty teacher house to stay in. Native Village of Lower Kalskag paid for the markers from Kalskag down to Edward Wise's. Native Village of Upper Kalskag, or Kalskag, gave us fuel to go towards Aniak. And then from Aniak, we got a lot of support. The city of Aniak, they allowed their grader to come down and help us get unstuck. And the Aniak Traditional Council transportation crew, Alan Simeon and Matt Morgan, they ran the grader and stayed with us for, you know, we worked a whole day pretty near to get our truck unstuck. We really appreciate that, and really good teamwork. And then, you know, when we got to Aniak, we called ahead like we normally do when we're a couple of miles out of Aniak. We called the Hound House Restaurant, owned by Esther and Dave Deal, and ordered hamburgers. But Esther threw in a whole bunch of shrimp gumbo and some fresh warm bread with butter and jam. And what a good way to end a long, tiring run. Thank you to everybody that helped out along the way.
Well, we'll have to thank them, and I'll have to thank you, each of you. Tim, thank you. Thank you to Oscar, who couldn't join us because he's busy welding. Thank you for Mark putting it together and giving us a great report. That's it. Can't do anything else. That's all the time I have, so that leaves only one thing left for me to say to you, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other.